CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has kicked off his state visit to the United Kingdom, invited by Queen Elizabeth II. Upon his arrival, Xi Jinping said in a written statement that China attaches great importance to relations with the UK. The visit, which concludes on Friday, is the first by a Chinese president since 2005. Both countries have voiced hopes that this visit could help to usher into a golden decade in bilateral ties. China's Ministry of Commerce has announced that multiple deals in various fields are expected to be signed during President Xi Jinping's visit to Britain. Those deals are set to cover areas including commerce, energy, medical care, automobiles, and real estate. The MOC says those deals will be very big, but did not disclose how much they will be worth. China-Britain investment and business cooperation has been growing. Britain has become the EU's second-largest investor in China, as well as China's second-largest trading partner and investment destination in the EU. China is Britain's fourth-largest trading partner. Last year, bilateral trade between the two countries reached about $81 billion, up over 15%. The 6th China-UK Internet Forum has kicked off in London. More than 200 delegates from the two countries' government offices, internet companies, and research institutions are attending the event. Chinese internet giants, including Alibaba, Tencent, and Baidu, all sent representatives to the forum. The forum is jointly held by China's State Internet Information Office and the UK Department for Culture, Media, and Sport. China may face a labor shortfall as early as 2021 because of the country's aging population and the effects of the one-child policy adopted by the end of the 1970s. The warning comes from an expert with the Center for Population Census, Fujian Bureau of Statistics. The center's deputy head, Zhao Meixiong, says the country's labor force will shift to a downward trend as workers born during the baby boom in the 60s and 70s begin to retire. And as retirees represent a growing proportion of China's population, young people entering the labor market represent a shrinking share. Hundreds of South Koreans have begun meeting with long-lost relatives in North Korea at a reunion event. 141 people from North Korea joined the humanitarian event at the scenic Mount Kumgang Resort in the North Korea's southeastern coast. It will run from Tuesday to Thursday. The second round of the gathering, with 255 South Koreans meeting 188 North Korean relatives, will be held for 3 days from Saturday. Since the end of the Korean conflict, no exchanges of letters and telephone calls have been allowed among people of the two Koreans in the past 6 decades. It is only the second round or reunions permitted in the past 5 years, with the last one being held in February 2014. Canadian Liberal Party leader Justin Trudeau has won the general election, ending Conservative Party leader Stephen Harper's 9 years in office. The incoming Canadian Prime Minister is the son of former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. His Liberal Party won a majority in the 338-seat parliament. Our party statement says Harper has stepped down as leader of Canada's Conservative Party. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is scheduled to arrive in Israel on Tuesday morning and meet with Israeli leaders during an unannounced visit. An anonymous source with the Israeli Foreign Ministry says Ban will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel and later with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. But he declined to give further details. It is widely believed the Ban is here to mediate between Israel and the Palestinians in a bid to help put an end to the latest round of Israeli-Palestinian violence, which has left dozens of people dead on both sides. A Japanese journalist could be facing a prison term of up to 18 months under charges of defaming South Korean President Park Geun-hye. South Korean prosecutors have demanded an 18-month prison term be handed down for Tatsuya Kato, the former Seoul bureau chief for the Sankei Shimbun newspaper. The prosecutors claim that he knowingly published defamatory rumors about the president. Kato's report suggested that Park was absent for several hours with a male aide when the Seoul ferry sank in April last year, an accident which killed more than 300 passengers. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.